Welcome to my audio journal. It's me, Bree. Just hanging out. Not too much is going on.
Only one. Yeah. Only one.
Friday, April 19th, 2024. And yeah, I will see my dad on Saturday. He is coming back from his trip. And I have a new microphone in the mail. I ordered a Shure MV7X. It's not an SM7B. I wish it was an SM7B. But it's like half the cost. Instead of $400, it was $179. And the one that I'm using right now is really good. It's also a dynamic microphone, but it sounds a lot like a condenser. It picks up a lot of like really good detail. Like it's really clear. It's actually really good. So I'm not even sure if I'm going to use the Shure microphone, but I'm at least going to test it out. It's supposed to be really good, though. So, yeah, I'm going to test it out. And if I don't like it, then I can always return it. But I can also use it as a backup microphone if this one breaks or something. So anyway, I'm just hanging out. Starshine is in the other room, and Sydney is on the bed right next to me. And so yeah, it looks like it's going to rain outside, but it's not supposed to. But anyway, so I was playing Guilty Pleasure songs yesterday, and I found a few more. By the way, I don't really even believe in the concept of a Guilty Pleasure song, because I don't feel guilty about like any of the songs that I like. And I'll admit, like, any song that I like, I don't care what other people think at all. Because I like what I like, and I don't really care what other people think about my music selection. And I think most people don't, but, I mean, in general, the concept of a guilty pleasure song is just something that, like, that you might be, that somebody might be like embarrassed about having on their playlist, like a song that somebody, if it comes on and somebody else is like in the car or in the room, that they might feel embarrassed that they have it on their playlist. But I really don't have any of those songs. Because I have some songs that like some people might consider like cheesy or corny, like some of the Roxette songs that I've played, or like the John Mayer song. But I don't care. I don't care if other people don't like the same songs that I like. And by the way, I have like 620 songs on my YouTube playlist. And I'm very picky about songs that I put on my playlist. I could have, like, way more songs. I could have, like, over 2,000 songs on my playlist. I've heard so many songs and so much music over the years. But my playlist with 600 and something songs, it's only reserved for like the top tier songs in my music collection, stuff that I really love. And so there's a lot of other songs that I do like, but they're not on my playlist. But that song that I played to open up this audio journal, that is on my playlist. And so, yeah, for those of you who don't know, that's Phantom Planet. And, yeah, they're really good. I would say they're underrated. I think they're most known because they did that version of the song California. And I don't know who does it, the original version, but they're popular for this.
We've been on the run, driving in the sun, looking out for number one. California, here we come, right back where we started from. Oh, hustlers, grab your guns, your shadow weighs a ton, driving down the 101. California, here we come, right back where we started from. California, California. start from. A pedal to the floor, thinking of the war. Gotta get us to the show. California, here we come. Right back where we started from. California. California.
And I'm reading from the Wikipedia page now. So that song came out in 2002. It became the theme song for the TV show The OC. And it was also previously in the soundtrack to the film Orange County. And so, yeah, the song is about driving on US Route 101, traveling to see a concert. And it became a top 10 hit in Austria, Italy, the UK, and the Republic of Ireland, reaching number 3, 2, and number 9, and number 10. In those countries, in those respective countries. And the estate of Al Jolson and his songwriting team are co-credited for that song because the title and chorus bear strong resemblance to his own song, California, Here I Come. And some songs refer to the Phantom Planet song as a cover of the Jolson song. Some parts of the song, particularly the piano solos at the beginning and the end, are similar to the Jolson song, but still contain several differences in melody. It also bears some thematic and melodic resemblance to Joni Mitchell's California from her 1971 album Blue. And I downloaded both of those songs just to see if I can see any of the similarities between them. So this is the Al Jolson song.
Wintry winds start blowing and the snow is starting to fall. Then my eyes and westward knowing that's the place that I love best of all. California, I've been blue since I've been away from you. I can't wait till I get going. Even now, I'm starting in a call. California, here I come, right back where I started from, where bowers of flowers bloom in the spring. Each morning, at dawning, birdies sing, and everything, a sun-kissed misshead, don't be late. That's why I can hardly wait. Open up that golden gate, California, here I come. From where bowers of flowers bloom in the spring. Each morning at dawning, birdies sing, and everything a sun-kissed misshead, don't be late. That's why I can hardly wait. Come on, come on, open up, open up, open up that golden gate, California, here I come.
Yeah, I definitely see the similarities. The chorus is very much the same. And so, this is the Joni Mitchell song.
It sure looks bad. They won't give peace a chance. That was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. Oh, but California, California, coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset peak. California, I'm coming home. I met a redneck on a Grecian Isle who did the goat dance very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelets and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan. California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news on your ear just give you the blues. Just give you the blues. So I bought me a ticket. I caught a plane to Spain. To a party down a red dirt road. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. I said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two, just until my skin turns brown. And I'm going home to California. California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you take me as I am? strung out on another man. California, I'm a coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news at home you read, more about the war and the bloody changes. Oh, will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am?
And again, I see some similarities in that song as well. So I can see how both of those songs influenced the Phantom Planet song. And so anyway, yeah, not too much went on today. I was hearing the noises under the house again, and Starshine woke me up again. He woke me up at like 2 a.m. in the middle of the night to be fed. And then I woke up at like maybe 6:30 later on. He woke me up again by meowing. And so I'm pretty sure that the animals underneath the house are opossums. I really think that they're opossums. I don't think they're raccoons anymore. Because the main spot where I hear the noises, well, I hear them kind of all over the floor, but I hear them mostly in one particular spot, and that's in the bathroom. I hear them a lot under the tub, like underneath the tub. Under the floor where the tub is and through the tub. And I think they are babies. I think that opossums had a litter of baby opossums underneath the house. So yeah, we need to get rid of those things as soon as possible. I'm just tired of it, and I don't want them messing with the foundation or anything like that. So yeah, we'll see. Hopefully the one-way door works. Hopefully that works. And the reason why I think that they're opossums is because I hear like the noises that I read that opossums make. Because I did a little bit of research, and well, I actually posted on Reddit back when I thought that it was a homeless person living underneath the house. I thought somebody was living underneath the house, and I made a Reddit post. I may have deleted my account, but it might be under another account that I have. But I think if you Google search like Reddit, like if you Google search, like, I think someone is living underneath my house, you'll probably see my post. I made it like maybe like a few weeks ago. And somebody replied saying that they had the same experience, but it turned out that it was opossums. That they had a family of opossums underneath their house. And so I did a little bit of research, and opossums are one of the more common animals that tend to live underneath homes. And they make like this noise. It's hard to, I can't really imitate it. I can't mimic them right now, but they make this noise that kind of sounds like laughing. I forgot exactly how it was explained on the website, but that's the noises that I was hearing underneath the bathtub. So I'm pretty sure that it's opossums. And I also have a bug update. So the beetle just went missing. I'm not sure. I guess it just wandered off. I thought I was going to climb back into the patch of grass and just live out the rest of its life peacefully in that patch of grass, but I don't know where it went. So I wish it well, but I am not too sure of what its future is going to be. But I'm not sure what beetles eat. I'm not even sure if it could survive off of just grass, living in that little patch of grass. So maybe it was smart of it to try to escape and get back outside. I'm not sure what else to talk about. I think a good theme for a future audio journal would be songs about California. Because I just played 3 today. And there are a lot more songs about California. And so, yeah, the past 2 days I was playing Guilty Pleasure songs. And I was looking up more songs. So like I said, I don't really even believe in the concept of a guilty pleasure song. But I do understand like songs that could be considered guilty pleasure songs. And believe me, I have a lot of those on my playlist. But I Google searched guilty pleasure songs. And so one post on Reddit said, "There is no such thing as a guilty pleasure. Love what you love, be free." And that got 228 upvotes. And then another post said, "The song Nookie by Limp Bizkit." And that got 52 upvotes. Well, in that post, they also said the songs Quit Playing Games With My Heart by the Backstreet Boys and the song Hot and Cold by Katy Perry. So those 3 songs, Nookie by Limp Bizkit, Quit Playing Games With My Heart by the Backstreet Boys, and Hot and Cold by Katy Perry. And then another post said, Steal My Sunshine by Len. And yeah, I like that song. I'm not afraid to admit it. And then another post said, Space Hog in the Meantime, and they said, "That song always gets cranked to 11, no matter when or where I am." And that post had 7 votes. So yeah, this is the Limp Bizkit song. This is the clean version of it. I remember liking this song when I was young.
Made a mistake.
then here is the Space Hog song. I like this song. Released in 1996. It peaked atop the US Billboard mainstream rock chart and the UK rock chart. It also reached number 32 on the Billboard Hot 100. And then I read another Reddit post, and they said the Kelly Clarkson song, Since You've Been Gone, is a guilty pleasure. So, this song.
Here's the thing, we started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah, since you've been gone. You're dead. You've been gone.
And I went through some of my playlist, and I found some songs that I think would be classified as guilty pleasure songs. I didn't go through my entire playlist. I didn't look at every single song, but I just like scrolled through quickly, and I think this one might be considered a guilty pleasure song. So if it is, I am guilty as charged. And I have one more guilty pleasure song for you. It's a song that I mentioned earlier, Len, Steal My Sunshine. So I'm going to play that.
I was lying on the grass of Sunday morning of last week.
And I will talk to you later.
And I
course you can't become if you only say what you would have done. So I missed a million miles of